Okay, good morning, everybody. So continuing on the thought that we started to develop yesterday in terms of Leizach HaChoshem Yaleivod, but there's no reference to V'nasa Aron as Shemosam, sort of the diminution of Aaron in his role post the Egel Azav. So I think you find the fascinating confirmation of that Mahalich in Shlishi. So the natural order, again, of the Big Day Kahuna is to first describe the Big Day Zav and then to talk about the Big Day Lavan, and then you can have a nexus point the way that it is in Tetzaveh to the, Aharon Uvanav. So that would be the natural way of doing it. But what's so fascinating here is that we have a kind of an inversion of the general order. So we started out with Eifon and Choshen, as we would expect, and you have Mi'il, all of that is Tetzaveh. Then you have the Ketones instead of the Tzitz. And once we're talking about the Ketones, as the Ramban points out, since the Ketones is really the same between Aaron and his sons, so then you have a natural transition. And we say, Im Kvar, that we're talking about what are the begadim that is, not particular to the Kohen Gadol, but is shared between the Kohen Hedrim and the Kohen Gadol. So we talk about, interestingly, not only the Ketones, but the Mitznefes / Mikbas, and the Michnesayim. And then we have the Avne, and the Ramban notes that, this is probably a reference, this is Machokes, whether it, the Avne with Tchilas Argaman, Tolas Shani, and the Zav is only the Kohen Gadol, or it's also the Kohen Hediot. But either way, there's a Machokes there about whether the Kohen Hediot had had an Avne of only Sheish, which sounds like a simple pshat, because they only have Big Day Sheish, whether the Ksones and the Mechnasayim and the Mikvas, etc. And then, and only then, do we circle back to the Tzitz, right? Back to the Big Day Zav. So, number one, before we get to anything else, there's kind of like a front-loading of the Kohane Hedyot relative to the Kohen Gadol. Instead of presenting everything about the Kohen Gadol, here we have like this promotion of the Kohane Hedyot, of the Bnei Aharon, as we might call them, even though they're not referenced, as that here, necessarily. So the fact that the relative gap between the Kohen Gadol and the Kohane Hedyot is diminished, I think, is very significant, and is also a post-Egel Azav phenomenon. What I think is even more meduyak is the fact that the only time that Aaron's name appears in the context of this entire iteration of the Big Day Kahuna is, in fact, in the context of equating him with his sons. Not the Kosnos, but Kosnos. Lashon Rabim, Le'aron Levanav. That's the only time his name is mentioned. Not in the context of the Choshen, not in the context of the Ephod, not in the context of the Me'il, not in the context of the Tzitz. These are the defining, Begadim, Lechavur, Le'sifares, right? But rather, right, just in the context of the Ksones of all things, Le'aron Levanav, Esa Misnefa Shesh, Ves Pareag Mimo Shesh, Ves Mechnesei Habad Shesh Mashzar. So I think what we have here is a real confirmation of the Mahalich that we started to develop, that the Pekudei version of the Big Day Kahuna really reflects the intervening section of the, as the Ramban would note, of the Egel Hazav, that Aaron's mortality and the idea that it's Aaron Uvanav, and kind of in the relative sense diminishing the standing of the Kohen Gadol relative to the Kohane Hedyot, the equation here with the only time his name is mentioned is in the context, ironically, of a Beged, which isn't even unique to him, I think really highlights the idea that the Big Day Kahuna the second time around are less focused on V'asisa Big Day Kodesh La'arun Achicha L'chavar L'sifaras, and the Kohane Hedyot, the Bnei Aaron, are clearly an afterthought here, and here it's just part of the Avodas Mishkan Ol Moed, as the Aliyah concludes, the Techel Kol Avodas Mishkan Ol Moed, Vayasu Bnei Yisrael Kechol Asher Tzivad Bnei Yisrael Moshe Kein Asu. Right, the idea really is that it's part of the project of the Mishkan, therefore they have to be made, but very little focus, if any, on Aaron, more of a focus on the Big Day Kahuna as an institution.